Are you ready? Can't crush us. It don't really get no better than this. The podcast that you're looking for. If you're really heavy into wrestling, hosted by the Mark. Energy that's so amazing. Gotta keep it entertaining. Rep the Can't Crusher Nation. Yeah, you know what's going down in the ring. Lights out when you hit a ding ding. Knock them out like boom bada bing. Hold it down, you can crown me the king. Gotta shout out to the Miz and Duke the Dumpster. We choke slamming everybody. Power driving, hit them with a face buster. Yeah, yeah, this the show you need. And it ain't no need for waiting. Mark, hold it down for the Can Crusher Nation. All about wrestling and keep it entertaining. Can Crushers Wrestling Podcast. Time to break them. Let's go. Yeah. Can Crushers. Yeah. Can Crushers. Let's go.
What's up, guys? This is Jared Fritz, official for the NWA, and you're getting Ref Fit with the Can Crushers Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another Can Crushers Wrestling Podcast. It's the Spotlight Edition, and I am your host, Mark the Mark Martinez. Good old friend of ours, Jared Fritz, bringing it back this week. Jared from the NWA, and we're going to keep it NWA because my guest this week, Chelsea Lyons, has worked with the NWA, has worked with Impact locally, PWX out of Pittsburgh, out in Ohio, Exodus Pro, and a ton more. And you guys know how much homework, and that was air quotes around homework, that I do. She's in radio? Oh my God. This is perfect. I love radio. I'm a nerd. Communications major. All of that. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about. I really do think we have a lot to talk about. And I can't wait for the celebrity question for this week. Again, doing homework prior to a podcast always works out, Mark. It really does. But of course, before we get to Chelsea, we have to do what we have to do. Guys, make sure you check out Collar and Elbow. Hats, hoodies, tees, all the cool things that Al Snow and the Hooligans make down at Collar and Elbow. Buy it all up. You've heard me for years now say how much I love Collar and Elbow. The Macho Man inspired Al Snow and Head shirt, the Dusty Rhodes shirt, Shad, the Monday Night War shirt. Unbelievable, the designs. But the quality of the material, the comfort, is A1. It's awesome. It's unbelievable. Go and buy everything up from Collar and Elbow and use our promo code CANCRUSHERS. Capital C in Can, capital C in Crushers. Saves you 10% on your entire order. Don't forget, in the show notes, if you're buying anything from a WWE shop, we have an affiliate code. We're very transparent. We tell you this each and every time. Sometimes you'll get a discount, sometimes you will not. We can't tell you what they're giving you a discount on, but make sure you click our link because it does help support the podcast. Don't forget, we have merch too over at CrowdMade. Type in CrowdMade. When you're there, search up Can Crushers. Hoodies, sweatshirts, tank tops, t-shirts, we're there. Help support that as well. Guys, you heard every weekend, Mr. Jenks and I talk about how I live off of Dubby. Dubby is that energy drink that has changed my life. There's no carbonation. There's no calories. There's no crash. Waking up early in the morning is garbage, man. Two scoops in my shaker of my Beach and Peach. And there's many other flavors, too, that you guys can pick from. But Beach and Peach is definitely my favorite. Shake it up. Knock that back. And I am good to go for the entire day because it's awesome. Again, I like the no carbonation. That's what sells me because you just don't get that bloated feel. You don't get that blah. It has really been the number one energy drink out there for me. So check out Dubby. And use Can Crushers for that promo code as well. It'll save you 10% off of anything you buy. There's also a sampler pack. Yep. They'll give you three flavors, a shaker, and then you get 10% off that as well. It's like 20 bucks. You save a couple bucks. That's awesome. Don't forget to join our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, all of those ones that are normally out there. It's all at CanCrusher69. Don't forget, in June, we're going to have Ask Can Crushers. Get your questions in. We love answering them. CanCrusher69 at gmail.com. And yeah, Listen to us everywhere podcasts are. Spotify, iHeart, iTunes, Podurama, everywhere. YouTube, we're there. Don't forget, like, subscribe, and do all that cool stuff as well. Again, YouTube listeners, that comes out a couple days later. It's just the algorithm. I don't understand how it happens, but it happens. I got the hiccups. I'm going to go slam something real quick, and then we're going to have Chelsea Lyons coming on NWA Impact. We're just going to knock this out of the ballpark here on Can Crushers.
Hey, it's Ruth DJ, the hottest prospect in South Florida, the gold standard, and you're watching Can Crushers Wrestling Podcast.
Welcome back, Can Crushers fans. You heard how excited I was to have my guest on. She's waiting on the line, and I don't know, she's pretty busy because voice actor, radio, announcer, NWA, Exodus Pro, PXW, the list goes on and on. I don't know how she has time for us today, but we are graced right now with the presence of Chelsea Lyons. Chelsea, how are you doing today?
Hi, I am fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing well. I really am. I'm on the phone with you. We're going to get to talk about wrestling. We're both communication nerds, so I'm excited.
Yeah, this seems like it's going to be a pretty fun interview just from like the little bit we got to talk before we started.
Well, that already makes me happy because most people are like, man, I hate this guy before we even get to the interview. So we're good. So how do you have time with everything that I've just listed for wrestling as well?
Well, the basic answer is that I simply do not sleep. I feel like there's not enough hours in a day, and my days normally don't end until, I'm not even exaggerating, about 1 o'clock in the morning.
And you're up like a garbage man like myself at probably like 4 or 5, right?
I do have a toddler, so I'm also a mom, and he gets me up at about 6 a.m. So, if I want any kind of me time, that usually happens between 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
And then you're dead by then anyway.
Yep, exactly.
So we'll get into all those feds that I announced and talk about your voice acting and in radio and stuff, because that's me. But let's do the rewind when you were little Chelsea, and like, who introduced you to professional wrestling? Mom, Dad, Aunt Sally, Uncle Joe? There's always a story here.
It actually was my cousin. It's really funny you asked that, because when I was growing up, I was not allowed to watch wrestling. I mean, I was a kid in the 90s, so we were high attitude era. And where I grew up at, you know, I was raised heavily Christian, and we just were not allowed to watch wrestling. So whenever I would be at my aunt's house, my cousin watched it, and we would always like sneak one of the TVs in the bedrooms and put wrestling on and watch it, almost, you know, feeling like we were doing something big by like sneaking and watching it.
You're being a rebel, clearly.
Yes, that's the best way to put it.
Did you have favorites, or did you kind of transition to what your cousin liked, or, you know, how did you get to love it then?
It actually was some of what my cousin did like, because he, you know, was a little bit older than me, so it wasn't as bad if he was watching it. So it was like I just repeated a lot of what I've heard. And, of course, back then it was, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? And that was always like the biggest one. Or the opening up a can of, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you can say whatever you can say on here. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know if we have FCC rules or not. Yeah, so opening up a can of whoop-ass. And here I was, you know, sneaking and watching that. And then I'd go to school and to the D-Generation X, suck it as like this little girl in school because I watched my cousin do it and we were sneak watching it. So it did start to rub off on me, you know, the older I got. And then I kind of actually faded out of it, and then as an adult started getting back into it.
It's always so much to unpack right there, because I'm glad you brought up DX, and I'll wrap back around to the other thing I was going to say. I was going to ask if you actually did the suck it in school and get in trouble, because you've named your smell, and I could see you flipping somebody off already in school, but, like, the suck it for a girl to do is, wow, that's pretty ballsy.
I mean, I was a tomboy, though, too, so, like, it was funny because my mom would always dress me up all girly, but I'd be running around in a dress, playing in the dirt, in the mud, doing the suck it.
Fantastic.
I mean, I'm still like that to this day. Honestly, I'm still like that.
That's unbelievable. Other question that came, and I jump around, so don't think you're going to get a timeline on this podcast, because we're a train wreck most of the time, but it's fun. So when you get into wrestling, and I know I'm going to ask you a question about the aha moment, but I'm going to fast forward. When mom finds out that you're in wrestling now, how does that conversation go if you weren't allowed watching it?
Oh, that conversation was quite funny conversation to have, because I was a competitive cheerleader, and with a gymnastics background, you know, throughout my teenage and early adulthood years, and then you know, doing radio broadcasting. And then one day I go up to her and I was like, Mom, I'm moving to Tennessee for 3 months and I'm going to train to be a professional wrestler. I'm not even kidding. She looked at me and she laughed.
Nice.
She laughed and she was like, all right, joke that, you know, like, she thought I was joking with her. She was my favorite. She thought it was funny. And I was like, I looked at her, I'm like, no, I'm serious. Like, I've already applied. It's already set up. I've already been accepted. I already have like a dorm to stay in, like a place, like student housing. I'm going to Tennessee to be a professional wrestler. And then like it sunk in and she looked at me and she was like, she was not happy.
I can't imagine. I can't. If you were being that rebel and sneaking and hiding it and everything, I couldn't imagine she was happy. Not at all.
No. And then like the first thing she said, she was like, you're gonna hurt yourself. Like, why are you doing this? What are you trying to prove? And I was like, I'm not trying to prove anything. Like, I'm you know, done trying to, I guess, hide that I want to do this, and I am ready to just go after it, you know. Like, to her it's this unattainable thing, like I'm just doing it to do it, or like you know, one of those like get a real job, be in the real world, 9-to-5 kind of things. And I've never been that kind of person, so like for me, in my brain, this is completely normal for me to do. For my mom, she's like, you are absolutely nuts.
You're a lunatic. You're absolutely, yes. Yeah. Again, jumping around, once you get into wrestling, and I usually ask this later, but it's a sickness. It's a good sickness, but it's a sickness, right? Like, you're just in. You want to do every show. You want to do everything because you're wrestling. You're announcing. You're doing this. You're doing that. But it's all encapsulated in that wrestling family, right?
You have nailed it on the head, because, yes, like, the moment I started to get into this, I became addicted. I mean, you learn the business from a different viewpoint, from a different side of things, and you start seeing it differently, watching it differently, but it is. I have found an entire second family and a whole new life in the wrestling community. And it is like, I want to be in it as much as humanly possible. Like you mentioned, you know, from ring announcing to actually working in the ring. I have been a valet/assistant on NWA. I lead the ring crew here in Cleveland for Exodus Pro. So like, I really want to just get my hands in a little bit of everything.
Is there ever a moment that you're like, I'm going to own an organization?
No. Oh God, no.
That was quick and easy. No.
No, I love it. I love it so much, but I'm going to tell you, I have watched many people that I look up to, people that have been in this business for 20 years, and people that are well-established, known names and talents, and even they have had struggles and things to overcome with getting on that side of it. And I was like, no, I'm good being on this side. I will help you. I promise I will help you, like, set things up, get to where you want to go with it, you know, bring in talent. We'll go get interviews. We'll put the publicity out there. But I am not going to step foot on the other side of that line.
You're smart. Smart. So you brought up some of the sports that you did, you know, cheerleading, da-da-da-da-da in the past. How do you think that prepared you for professional wrestling?
That actually is honestly kind of what made me want to get into professional wrestling because, you know, when you first say, like, I was a cheerleader, people picture sidelines, football games, clapping, go team, go kind of stuff. But that's not the kind of cheerleader I was. You know, like I've mentioned, I've always been kind of a tomboy. So I did the competitive cheerleading, like where you throw people up in the air, and it was
hardcore stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. We did it through a gym. Like it wasn't even through a school that I did. I did school cheerleading for one season and I hated it and I quit and I never went back. Like I was like, this is stupid. Like I was not there for it. But the stuff we did in the gym, you know, like we worked out pretty heavy, you know, we would run miles and lift weights because we had to lift people our size above our heads. So the similarities between that and professional wrestling, you know, doing a body slam is not difficult for me because I'm already used to lifting people my size above my head and holding them up there. And that was one of the things that, you know, when I started to get into this, I was like, I can do this because I have the athletic background. I have some experience of doing almost, I don't want to call it stunt work, but, you know, because they're real moves and stuff, but of doing elaborate things with other people, I guess is a good way to put it.
The physicality is a great way.
Yeah. You get what I'm trying to say with it, though. And then I do have a tumbling background. So I feel like that helps give me an advantage in the ring because I am able to get in there and easily do moonsaults, back tucks, you know, splits to get out of the way of things, bridges. You know, when we're doing certain moves, I can bridge into it and kind of kick out. Like if I'm in a head scissors, right, it's really easy for me to, instead of trying to kick out of the head scissors and struggle as they're trying to choke me, I can just roll over into a bridge and break the hold. Like, so that does give me an advantage of having like the flexibility and the ability to kind of contort my body when I'm in the ring.
So when was that aha moment that I'm going to do this? You know, you loved it as a child. Cheerleading and tumbling helped you along. But that aha moment, do you know when it was?
It actually was not very long ago at all. I've only been doing this for 2 years. And a lot of people, when I tell them that, their jaw kind of drops because I feel like I've done a lot in two years.
Oh, you have a hell of a resume, girl. You have a hell of a resume in 2 years.
And I'm not even trying to put myself over.
I will.
I've just done a lot in 2 years. Because I made sure I got, you know, did it from a business standpoint, too. Like I said, you know, I've done radio for years, so I've kind of mastered the networking and the marketing side of the industry. And it's the same in professional wrestling. So if you know how to get in front of the right people, if you know how to network and all of that stuff, it's kind of the same thing. So a lot on the business side of it, let me rephrase that.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah. So where I was, I don't even remember where I was going with this. I was just kind of going.
Sorry. I probably cut you off.
No, you're fine. What was the question again?
The aha moment of how you got into it.
Oh yeah. Okay. Thank you. Sometimes I just got to be brought back around. It's okay. So yeah, I was doing radio and all of that stuff. And I got to a point where I had been doing the morning show here in Cleveland on a radio station, Q104. And I just kind of, it was like this day-to-day thing. And I love working with the public. I'm an entertainer. I love being in front of people. But the difference between radio and competitive cheerleading is that when we would go to competitions, I would be performing in front of I'm not even exaggerating, thousands of people. Like, we would be in like stadiums for these big like nationals, regionals, finals competitions, and we would travel to Florida and stuff like that. So there's a certain high you get taking center stage in front of all those people, and they're cheering for you. And I got comfortable with that at 12 years old, very early on in my life. As I aged out of it, I found myself constantly trying to chase that as an adult, which is why I got into radio and media. And yeah, like, you do get some of that working events and things like that, but it's not the same. So I was also boxing at the time, and they wanted me to become a competitive boxer. My coach, you know, I was just doing it for like self-defense and workout and cardio and stuff like that. And he was like, why don't you try competitive boxing? You know, they're a USA certified gym.
Woof.
And
yeah,
I went to one of the boxing matches. And within like the first two matches, I watched a girl get her nose broken. And I was like, nope, this is not for me. This is not something Chelsea is going to do. But it did start to get me thinking. Like, the idea of doing it more on a bigger scale, you know, intrigued me. But boxing was not what I was looking for. But it did kind of start putting in motion, you know, okay, I do enjoy this. What can I do that kind of mixes this newfound love for fighting with the abilities that I already have and being in front of people and all of that stuff?
But let's talk about, because this is where the real stories come, the training. Did you ever have a moment at training you're like, man, this is amazing? And then when you're leaving, you're like, this really effing sucks.
Never. Not once.
Really?
Actually, no. And that's how I know that this is what... So I'm a big believer in like fate and the universe and things like that. And, you know, as I was mentioning, I had done boxing and stuff, and I just happened to come across a post that Natty had put on Instagram, Natalia Neidhart, and she was endorsing Dr. Tom's wrestling school. And then I was kind of like, no way, they do training for that? Like, I always thought.
Picked out of a hat. Hey, I'm going to be a wrestler. Go ahead, sorry.
Literally, that's kind of how it happened. Because I always thought that you would just like try out for WWE or one of the big companies. And then if you got accepted from there, you trained with them and became a wrestler. Like, I was so ignorant when I first got in. I had no idea that like indies existed or anything like that. And I'll admit, I was very ignorant when I first, you know, got into it on how much I didn't know, like on how huge the industry and the business actually is. But I saw that and I was like, no way, like they do training. So that was when I kind of just... I came across it, and it just, everything fell into place where it worked almost too perfectly for me to go there. And like I said, I'm a believer in everything happens for a reason, and everything happens the way it's supposed to. And if you're being guided into something, I go with it and just see where it takes me. And that's literally how it happened. And as I was there and I'm doing training, oh yeah, there's days that are hard. There's days that kick my butt. I've watched a guy throw up during training because we were in Tennessee in a building that didn't have air conditioning, and it was hot and it was muggy, and those days were hard. But I also believe like those are the days that test you the most. And there has not been one day that I have left training and regretted starting, even times when I, you know, would get a little down on myself or you hit a little roadblock or something happens, there's still not one day that I have regretted it. And that is how I know I'm on the right path.
Yeah, you can tell just from the word you're saying right now, the attitude, the passion you have for professional wrestling, along with the other stuff too that we're going to still get into, it's there. Like, it's there that you're like, I'm going to knock this out of the park.
Yeah, and a lot of... Not a lot, but I feel like some of the other people, you know, who have been grew up hardcore watching it and been around it their whole life, like, almost judge me for getting into it. But it's like, I can't help that I didn't grow up around it. But now that I am in it, I'm trying to submerge myself in it as much as I can, because like you said earlier, it's like a bug and it catches you and it pulls you in. And now I'm at a point in my life where I just want to learn as much as I can about, you know, wrestling, become the best wrestler that I can be, and see where it takes me.
Right. So this is the fun question. And I don't want you to say, oh, it's me times 100, or because I'm sure Dr. Tom or EC3 or, you know, a litany of your trainers have told you this, be you times 100. Who is Chelsea Lyons? Like, who inspired you to be Chelsea?
Chelsea is me. And that's the great thing about it. Originally, I was wrestling under the name Celeste.
Correct.
And I felt like I was trying to be... Not trying to be, I was an extension of myself and what we were doing with Celeste. You know, she, I keep coming back to the universe, but that was the idea. She was like the celestial person, you know, they called her the moon goddess and stuff like that, or moon queen or whatever. But it got to a point when, you know, we were working with NWA where it kind of was brought up where they were like, we like you. We like Chelsea. Like, Chelsea is my real name. It's not like a fake name or anything. It's not like a wrestling work name. So they literally were straight up like, we want Chelsea. We want you to be you. We like who you are. We don't like who we're trying to be with Celeste. Yes, that's good, but it's not as good as it could, like as good as they think Chelsea could be. So Chelsea Lyons is actually my real name. Like, that's the name, right, I was born with. And ever since, I have kind of just leaned into being myself. I feel like things have just been a lot less anxiety driven, a lot more natural feeling. And we've kind of started slapping the mother onto the end. Instead of going with Chelsea Lyons, we're starting to go with Chelsea the mother, because I am a mom, you know, right. I have a toddler. But I don't know how to turn it off. So, like, when I'm in the locker room, like, I bring snacks. And, like, even at training yesterday, I'm, like, passing out watermelon to all the guys. And, you know, the one guy comes up and asks for a Band-Aid. I had a first aid kit. And it's, like, all the mom stuff that you would go to your mom for. Like, mom, can I have a Band-Aid? Mom, can I have a snack? Like, I bring that to the locker room. And we're finding ways to, you know, bring that to shows as well, which is pretty cool.
I love that. I'm jealous of the watermelon. I've never been in a locker room where watermelon has passed out. I'm inviting myself into your locker room. You can say no, but I'm a huge fan of watermelon, by the way, so we'll just leave it at that.
It's a good, healthy snack, it really, you know, is.
It's the greatest snack.
You get some vitamins, you get some hydration. It's like all in one right there for you.
The Watermelon Podcast. Thank you for listening. No. Take a break from wrestling real quick and talk about some nerd stuff, because radio, voice acting, you're doing announcing. I know it's involved in wrestling. If you get a day off, and I know, you know, you're being a mom, but I'm just going to say, if you get a day off from professional wrestling, what do you do? Do you sleep a lot because you're a mom? What things do you like to do?
I like to lay there and do absolutely nothing.
Those are the best, I'll tell you that.
No, but all jokes aside, I like to, I listen to music a lot. I mean, and that's why I wanted to work in radio too, because I have always had this deep love for music. So usually I could be found reading a book, listening to music. I'm a coffee addict, so there's usually a cup of coffee in my hand. Or I'll kind of just, you know, we have a cute little place in town called Downtown Willoughby, and it's like just where there's a bunch of little shops and coffee stores, and you can kind of walk around and go from storefront to storefront. You know, I'll kind of take some time by myself and just go walking around a little bit, but it's really kind of just me time, like bringing something that like I can do just like with myself to kind of reset.
You read my mind. Brain. I was just going to say that. A reset.
Yeah. Because my mind never stops. My brain never turns off, and it's quite annoying. But the...
Yeah, I get it. By the way, don't worry about that, because I'm lucky. I'm shocked that mine have not gone crazy yet. So don't worry about the dogs. The listeners understand. We have dogs. This is a crazy-ass podcast. That's what goes on usually. So don't apologize before you even say it. I love hearing them in the background.
Like, you read my mind.
Yeah, don't. You're like, oh, I heard it in your mind going, damn, dogs. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, you heard the radio person in me going, oh.
I did. So don't worry about it. What's your favorite song out there right now, since we're radio nerds?
Oh, that's so hard to pick a favorite.
Give me a
song.
Couple. Give me a couple then.
Oh my gosh. I honestly don't judge me, but I've really been listening to Taylor Swift's new album.
There's nothing wrong with Taylor Swift. I love Taylor Swift.
I'm a Swiftie. Yeah. Getting that chance to lay down and the new album, it honestly put me to sleep last night because it has this very melodic, rhythmic tone, and it kind of just is like a trance. Like, I kind of just laid down and fell asleep listening to it. So stuff that can, again, going back to turning my brain off, relaxing it, and things like that.
I get it. I like it. All right, let's get into, I don't know, the randomizer has picked rougher questions for you, by the way, today.
And, hit me with them. Right? I'm a tough girl.
You're tough? Good. But first, we have the celebrity question from one of our past guests. And here it is.
Okay. Hey, this is Bashley Bones. And my question is, if you were not currently doing wrestling, what other contact sport would you be doing and why?
Oh, that's a good one. I honestly would probably go back to coaching competitive cheerleading because it did go through my mind, you know, starting to get back into that part of my life on the coaching side. That's a very contact sport, you know, lifting people above your head and stuff. It's just like one of those things that I cannot get out of this part of my life, you know, like I can't, I'm not ready to let it go. So either professional wrestling, competitive cheerleading, something that is just puts you in like on this big loud front where you can get out there. You know what I mean?
Would you do roller derby with Bashley?
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, hearing the stuff she's talked about roller derby, I mean, I'd probably give it a shot. But man, those girls are mean.
I was saying that to her. She's like, no, it's okay. I'm like, I don't know. The stuff that I've watched on TV, they're vicious. They're more right. Vicious than pro wrestling sometimes.
I mean, she's pretty tough. I don't know. Maybe I would try to get a little bit more serious with boxing, too. She'd actually come to a boxing class with me before. Her and I did one together about a couple months ago. So, yeah, there's ideas out there, but I definitely think I like professional wrestling the best.
Okay. If you could ask one person one question, they truthfully had to answer it, who and what would you ask?
I would ask a question to Billy Corgan, because he is one of the most fascinating humans I've had the pleasure of working with and getting to know. And I would simply ask him, why wrestling? Because, and I'm sure people have asked him that before, but I've never had a chance to have that conversation with him. But as you know, he's gone from being a rock star to getting very heavily involved in the wrestling community at Impact to owning his own wrestling company, which I'm very grateful to be part of. And it's just, you know, his new reality show comes out today, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it yet. I probably will today or tomorrow. But, you know, like from being a rock star, why wrestling?
Right, right. And it's transitioning into something crazier.
Yeah, right. And it's like, I mean, I went from cheerleading to wrestling, or from radio to wrestling. So it's just, you know, cool to see everyone's background stories on what made them want to get into this absolutely crazy industry.
You just gave away the whole plot of every, you know, spotlight that I have, because these are the great stories that we get. When you get that answer from Billy, call me and let me know, because I would love to know that as well.
So. I will be like, look, I have to call and tell you about this answer right now.
What is question number two? What's your guilty pleasure?
Oh,
I think this is something bad. And I don't mean bad like, oh my God, like you're a killer or anything. I just,
no.
I think you're a foodie that's going to tell me something like crazy.
Is that obvious?
It really is. I'm sorry. I love you, but I really think it is. You're going to be like, I love tuna fish on my pizza or something stupid like that. Go ahead.
It's I said ooh because it's not good for you. And if I ever become lactose intolerant, it's going to be the worst thing in the world. My guilty pleasure is mozzarella cheese. And the amount of mozzarella cheese that I consume is not good. And I'm not even kidding when I say this. Two nights ago, I sat down. Remember, I mentioned the whole 1 o'clock in the morning thing.
Yep.
So I finally got some me time at 1 a.m. I sit down with a pretty decent sized ball of mozzarella cheese, and I just ate it like an apple. And it was like the size of an apple. And I ate this whole ball in about 10 minutes, and the whole thing was gone. And I felt so satisfied afterwards. But then I do that like
daily,
two or three times a week. Like, it's not good. It's not good. I shouldn't be admitting this as an athlete.
There's a question in my mind that I don't know. Never mind. We'll skip it. Maybe I'll ask you off air, but another. Do you like transitioning? Do you like smoked mozzarella? Because we actually smoke mozzarella around like deer season here in Pennsylvania and everything. And it's even more unbelievable. I love mozzarella too.
I've never tried. I didn't know smoked mozzarella was a thing. I like smoked Gouda, but it's the softness of the mozzarella. And
it's a pain in the ass to smoke. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. So does it melt when you smoke it? Like, how does that work?
It kind of turns pancake-ish, and then you have to kind of put it together. But yeah, it works. Hmm. You end up eating it like an apple.
I just roll it back up in a ball and let it get cold and then
right?
Eat it.
Yeah. Third and final silly, I guess you want to say, if you could be guaranteed one thing in your life besides money and health, because we all want those, right?
Mm-hmm.
What would you want?
Oh, it's easy. Career success. And it doesn't even come with money or health or anything like that, which, you know, any sane person would tell you that. But I keep circling back to just being in front of the people. I'm a people person, and whatever career success looks like, whether it's wrestling or voice acting or acting or anything that just keeps me in front of people that I can do comfortably for the rest of my life, like that to me is the goal. Like, that's a dream for me. You know, I'm a very social person, and I just love working with the public, and if I could find something, some way, somehow make it work that I can sustain myself doing that, I would consider that career success.
I hear you, sister. Trust me, I would, if this could make a little bit more for me and I don't have to throw garbage in the afternoon, this would be awesome. I completely sure. Agree. So we've touched on NWA. We're going to get back into wrestling now. We've touched on NWA and your success there and how much you love it. Billy has just announced another new TV deal seconds before recording this, by the way. The Crockett Cups this weekend. The buzz, and I'm going to say this, you can slap me through the phone. The buzz is essentially back for NWA. It's now must watch all the time. How's that feel to be part of that all?
Oh, why would I slap you for saying that? It's amazing. Oh,
no, I'm
gosh.
Saying because it died off for a little bit with the NWA.
No, but I mean, that's
even Mr. Corgan is very open about that. That's why he bought it. I mean, even in the advertisements for the reality show, he even mentions, like, people laughed at him for buying NWA, for buying essentially a dead brand. But the fact that this man has been able to take what was once considered a dead brand and bring it back to where now we're on the freaking CW,
right?
App. Like, it's crazy. And it has been amazing. I've had the pleasure of working with NWA since June 2022. And I have loved every minute of it. And, you know, I started off, like, it's very, you know, I'm very open about how new I am to the industry and things like that. So when I started off working behind the scenes, ring crew, merch, extras work. I ran to Walmart one time during a power taping and bought 15 cases of water and completely filled my SUV with water because we had ran out of it in the locker room and we needed, it was like 3 days worth of taping. Like, we needed a lot of water. So starting off doing that to where, as you know, I'm continuing training in the ring, I'm continuing trying to progress, and I will give so many bouquets of flowers to Mr. Corgan for, you know, they notice that. They pay attention to the people who care about the brand and work to make it better. And they give you opportunities and chances, you know, based off of your dedication and how much you actually care about it. Like, they could tell, like, the people who are there just to try to get attention, the people who are there to actually be there. And I have loved being part of the NWA family. Like, it's just been amazing. And watching it grow, even just from when I started, which it was already picking up traction. But, you know, when they started doing the World is a Vampire tour last year, and which was a huge.
Yes.
Like who does a concert with wrestling in the middle of the concert? I mean, it's just
Billy.
His brain. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's so fun. And bringing people, you know, from the music and getting them to be wrestling fans because they're seeing how cool this is in real life, to getting these deals with the CW to, you know, I was at Crockett Cup last year and we were taping for this reality show, and you know, we're signing waivers, taking pictures, we're working with the producers behind the scenes, and knowing that the buildup is coming, the payoff is coming, and it's growing, and watching the way our set has changed even in the last 8 months, once, you know, the CW app was announced, and you know, they kind of got in and helped us, we started getting like new looks for the sets and new things for the power tapings. It's just been so cool. It's been so surreal being part of it all. Like, never would I have thought this would be my life, but here I am.
Working with Impact as well.
Mm-hmm.
So how was that? You know, I'm not comparing. So don't even go there, because apples, oranges, whatever the wrestling world wants to think I'm saying at this time, I'm not. I just want to know your experience essentially working with Impact as well. Just as fun?
It was great. Also loved it. And I loved it in different ways. And I'm not comparing them either. But the NWA has always had a bit of an old school feel. You know, Corgan's an old school guy, loves old school wrestling. That's why he bought what he did. Impact is very more new, current, like new school, doing stuff in a different manner. You know, you see like death matches and stuff there, and you see you get to work with amazing people. Like, I learned so much. So the first time I got to work with Impact was Slammiversary in 2022, and I got brought in as extras a few couple times. After that, I worked with them in Nashville a few times, in Columbus last summer. They're great. You know, I have some really good friends I made there that, you know, I still talk to on a regular basis. And I learned a lot. So I actually learned like the foundation of ring crew work from Impact, and I've been able to take that knowledge and, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the interview, become like EC3 made me, like he calls it his ringmaster general for his, you know, for Control Your Narrative and Exodus Pro. So taking that knowledge that I would not have had if I wouldn't have worked those Impact shows, you know, the way they put their ring together is very similar to the way other bigger companies put their ring together. So I learned a lot, and I've been able to take that knowledge and apply it where I'm at now to, you know, help make sure we also have that good, strong, professional look on the cameras.
And there's a litany of others that, you know, I brought up Exodus Pro, PWX here and around, in and around the Pittsburgh area, yada, 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 and more. Do you kind of take that into all of those other indies and be the mothership as well, I guess?
Yes and no. Like, I will show up and help set up the ring. Obviously, you know, I don't think I'm too good to just, you know, not help
do something, pay your dues,
do the
still
work. Yeah. But at the same time, I try to find a line, because I don't want to just show up in these other promotions where they have established people, established methods, and be like, no, this is how we're doing it, because it is a lot different. And you know, some people are like, oh, how can it be different? You just put the wood on the metal and the mats and the canvas. But there's different ways of doing it.
Yep.
And I don't want to be the person who just rolls in, act like I know everything, and, you know, try to start doing it at all these other shows. I kind of just stand back and help and let the person in charge, you know, run it. And then if I do notice like a serious safety concern, I'll obviously say something and fix it, because I'm not going to wrestle in a dangerous ring. But aside from that, like if it's not absolutely necessary, then I kind of just,
yeah. And I didn't mean that you're a commander in chief of all India or anything like that.
Oh yeah, no, I know what you meant. Yeah. But yeah, like I'll obviously help, but I only put on my Miss Bossy pants when I am at my home promotions. Yeah, my areas.
This is the toughest question. I put air quotes around it. What would you change in professional wrestling?
That's not the toughest question. It's actually a pretty easy question, because there's some things that, you know, a lot of us kind of sit around and talk about stuff like that. And honestly, I would change the kayfabe aspect of it. The internet and stuff like that, because
podcasts
back in the 70s.
Go ahead, say it.
The podcast. Back in like the 70s, 80s, even the 90s, the reason that stuff was so amazing and people were so, it was so big and so heavy, was because there weren't spoilers around, and kayfabe was big and huge and a thing. And now it's like, they, you know, I just wrestled you, we just fought each other, you're supposed to believe that I don't like you, but we're posting selfies together on the internet. And you know, a lot of people now, okay, yeah, it's a storyline, blah, 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 blah. I just wish we could go back to the time where, like, that wasn't so well known and it was very heavily more believable. Because every time I hear someone, when I say I'm a wrestler and they go, oh, wrestling's fake, I want to just drop kick them right then and there. Because it's like, please feel this drop kick and tell me how fake it is. Like, I just, you know what I mean?
Yes,
like,
I do.
Suplex them right in the middle of Giant Eagle. Like, I just, like, in the grocery store. Like, tell me it's fake now. But it's just, so yeah, that really would be like the only thing that I would change about it, is just getting more of that mystique back, that I feel like you see so many spoilers on the internet and it's just like, I'm just casually scrolling. Oh, this person's, you know, we just saw this person behind the scenes tonight. They're going to make a surprise appearance. I'm like, ugh.
I hate that.
Thanks for ruining it. Yeah.
We don't do that on ours. We do the recaps, or we do, you know, Wednesdays, as you're listening right now. We do the spotlights on wrestlers. But the spoilers. Listen, I grew up watching wrestling with my grandfather when there was no, you know, the old NWA, essentially, what Billy still loves and he's continuing to do. That's my era. That's, you know, Flair and Dusty and Magnum and all that. And, yeah, I didn't get that. I don't want spoilers. I didn't want to know that CM Punk was returning. I didn't want – it's out there,
exactly.
Though.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and exactly. And I think that's the biggest thing I would change. I would just put that wall up a little higher, you know.
I get it. I like it. How much wrestling do you get to watch now?
I try to make time every day to watch at least one match. Because I you know, like, you know, I've mentioned before, I didn't get to grow up watching it. So I'm doing a bulk of my learning right now.
Tape study.
As I'm training. Yeah. As I'm training, as I'm growing, as I'm trying to make a solid career out of this. Like I try to watch at least one match a day, even if it's one in the morning and I'm eating a ball of mozzarella cheese. I've got, you know, Peacock on where I'm watching a WWE like Raw from 2010. It's like I try to just pick a random time, a random company, and, you know, a random match, and just sit down and watch it.
Nice. I like that. I love that you make time for wrestling, but it doesn't have to be the now, because you're living the now. You know, you get enough of this stuff from the now, probably from social media, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We talked a lot of good things about Chelsea and this, that, and the other. You have to have an embarrassing moment, right? You have to.
An embarrassing wrestling moment?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to know a life moment of you jumping out in front of a train or anything like that. No, wrestling moment, clearly.
Yeah, I do have an embarrassing wrestling moment.
You all do.
Yeah, I mean, we all do. God, you're making me talk about this, aren't you?
Bashley told me about her and Rush and dropping weights on her face and everything. So, come on, you have to, right?
All right. There was one time that I was very nervous before a match.
Oh,
and
no.
Thankfully, it was not a big one like NWA or anything like that. It was just an indie show, but it was still, you know, within my first year. So I'm just now only starting to get to the point to where I'm not having like high amounts of anxiety before shows, where like I was just so nervous before every single show. I was getting dressed and I was not fully paying attention. But I accidentally put my second half of my gear on inside out. Like the bottom part of my gear was completely inside out. And if you've seen pictures of my gold and blue gear, it's very sparkly, shiny, metallic-y on the outside. And on the inside, it is very not. So I'm wearing this beautiful shiny holographic top and my bottoms are just
dull,
like
dull
mute, matte blue. You couldn't even see the gold because it was turned inside out. You saw the stitching outlines, you saw the moon outline. I had a drawstring hanging out and I'm not even kidding, I wrestled with my pants inside out And I wasn't walking by any mirrors, or when I did walk by mirrors or look, it was chest up. And, you know, after I got dressed, I didn't go to the bathroom or anything. And I just was nervous and not fully paying attention because I was trying to focus on what I was supposed to be doing in the ring. And yeah, I wrestled with my pants inside out and it was embarrassing because one of the other girls pointed out to me like 30 minutes after my match was done, she was like, do you know your pants are inside out? And I was like, oh, you know, I played it off. I was like, oh, no, they're not. You know, and then she's like, no, really, your pants are inside out. Because I was like, no, sometimes the stitching looks like this and they look backwards. And she's like, no, really, they're inside out. And I looked down and I was like, oh my God, my pants are inside out. So
you couldn't get out of it.
That was very, very embarrassing. Yes. That's a thing that happened to me. And now we just told everybody about it.
Now we told everybody. Everybody's going to be searching for that match now.
The good news is I don't think it was taped. I think that might have been a match that was somewhere where it did not get taped. So at least I'm hoping. I'm putting that into the universe. If you find it, send it to me so I can delete it.
Yeah. Send me it too, and I will not delete it. No. All right. A couple more questions, and I'll let you go. Goals for 2024.
I've already been able to cross one of my goals off, which is very exciting. I sat down in January, and I did write out a list of goals. One of them was wrestling in another country. I had never been out of the country until recently, much less wrestled out of the country. And I really had only stayed in this Northeast American area. So one, you know, I have had the pleasure already of wrestling in Canada twice this year. And that's been exciting. That's been great. I've got to cross that off my list of checking that goal. One of my other goals is to try to get signed by the end of this year. Right. So I know it's a pretty big goal for someone who is newer like myself, but when I say I'm submerging myself into it and I'm constantly training, I'm constantly working to be a better, you know, version of myself and a better wrestler. I'm serious and I mean it. And even the difference between January and now is noticeable. So I'm excited to see where I'm at by the end of summer. And then I'm hoping by the time winter comes around, I would be in a position that would make someone like Mr. Corgan or one of the other companies consider having me as a permanent talented contract or contracted talent.
Listen, I said it way back during the podcast. I knew it was 2 years and you're kicking ass and taking names. Like, to be on NWA, to be invited to do Impact, to, you know, the litany of indies that you've done as well, 2 years in, there's people, and this isn't a knock on anybody, but there's people that aren't away from their home territory in 2 to 5 years. They know, Chelsea, the love and the passion and the desire. They see the love, the passion, the desire you have. I would be shocked if you're not, I'll put it that way, by the end of this year, signed and signed, sealed, and delivered to do so much. Because, as I said, you're kicking ass and taking names, and it's awesome.
Thank you. Yep, that's one of the goals I'm pushing for. Also, I do happen to live in Cleveland, Ohio, and guess what's coming here this summer?
Well, I'll be there.
Yeah, so that's one of my other goals, is to, in one way or another, get my hands in something at SummerSlam. Just trying to get involved one way or another. That's one of my other goals.
Are you a Browns fan?
I'm not.
Okay, thank
you. Actually, I live in Cleveland, but I'm not from Cleveland. Okay, so
good.
I'm actually from West Virginia, and I'm a Steelers fan.
Yeah, that's why I love you. That's why I really... Here
and
we
that's
go.
Actually why I have the blue and gold gear, because it pays a tribute to my hometown in West Virginia, where Morgantown. I'm actually from Fairmont, but it's near Morgantown, West Virginia University. Their colors are blue and gold.
Yeah, now we are going to fight, because I graduated from Pittsburgh, so.
Oh!
Yeah, now we will fight. We can love the Steelers together, but... I'll see you.
We had to bring college into it.
You had to bring college into it, which is more important to me. And we'll see you at the backyard brawl.
And my pants will not be inside out. Thank you.
So last question before I give you time to give, you know, your socials and your merch and all that stuff, where you're going to be here in the near future. I like the dream match. I want to know your dream match, but I put a caveat on it. I want to know who, where you want it, and what stipulation.
Oh, that's so tough. As of right now, my dream match would be like where I'm at in my current place in life. would be getting to work either, and I'm going to say either because I love them both equally, and they both would be a great match. Either Kenzie Page or Natalia Markova.
I love both of them.
Yes, I and I've had the pleasure of getting, you know, chances to train with Kenzie. I actually trained originally with Kylie Page in Tennessee with Dr. Tom. We were in the same training class together, but I'm getting off topic. So yeah, getting a chance to either do a full match with Kenzie or Markova at one of the NWA anniversary shows. Now, obviously, I don't think that's going to happen this year because they already have, you know, plans for the next X amount of months. But putting out in the universe, next year's, you know, anniversary show, it would be pretty cool to get a chance to have a big main event match.
Yeah, because you'll be signed maybe by then with them. Yeah,
I would love that. Yes, and maybe there's a title on the line. That would be the stipulation, and I would get a chance to work with one of those two amazing talents in the big stage, like the big arena area, wherever we are next year. Because we usually have been going to St. Louis, but we changed it up, and we're not in St. Louis this year for the anniversary show. So who knows what next year is going to bring, but that right now manifesting it is my dream match.
I love it. I love it. All right. This is your time. Give everybody your social so they can follow you. Where are you going to be maybe the next couple of weeks? And do you have merch out there? In case anybody wants to reach out to you and say, hey, I'd love to buy this, that, or the other from you.
So I actually have been holding off on merch until we got the new character locked in. I didn't want to start after we quote unquote got rid of we killed Celeste. So after right. we got rid of Celeste,
dead.
she gone. We have been holding off on getting merch because I just want to make sure I've got this new character like locked in before rolling stuff out. I don't want to make people essentially like waste their money on stuff that isn't going to be relevant in 3 months. I do have 8x10s. If they just message me on social media, I'm more than happy to get some of those, you know, through Cash App, mail them out to you, autograph them, all that good stuff. I keep my socials the same all across the board to make it easy to find every social media platform from, if you want to call it Twitter or X or whatever, to TikTok, to Instagram, to my Facebook fan page. Everything is at Chelsea Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S, Clee, C-L-E, like Chelsea Lyons Cleveland. So I try to keep it very simple and easy to find me. If you search me up on any of that, usually I'm the kind of person I love, like I've mentioned before, I'm a people person. So if you talk to me, chances are I'll talk back if I have time in my day. You know, I do get a lot of messages, but I do try to make sure I go through and at least acknowledge or say hi to everyone, even if it's like 2 or 3 days later. Just be patient with me because I am busy. But I do, you know, appreciate if people are my fans and they're taking enough time out of their day to talk to me and to let me know that, I think that's really cool and I appreciate it. So I show, you know, I try to show a lot of love to the people who show me love. So, yeah.
Last bonus question, because it just popped in my head. Can you float over yourself when you and your cousin are in, you know, being rebels in the room saying, wow, I did this? Does that just blow your mind right now?
Okay, why'd you have to say that? Because now, like, I instantly, like, want to well up.
I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. It's cool. I've actually never thought of that before until you just said it. But now that you have said it, and I'm sitting here envisioning myself 20 years ago sneaking and watching Monday Night Raw, you know, watching, that was like, what, 25 years ago? Like, I was so amazed by Trish Stratus, Lita, and all of them. And, obviously I was very just, you know, we had mentioned all the big names before, right? That stuck with me, right. But really it was like, my jaw was always on the floor when the girls were on, and, even China, love to her, and, being able to float in the room, as you say, to 7-year-old Chelsea, who was hiding and watching that,
It's pretty surreal knowing that, like, I'm now doing that. And never in my life would I have thought, not even 5 years ago, would I have thought that this would be my life today. And that's pretty cool. That's the cool thing about life, you know?
It is. It really is. And like I said, girl, you're kicking ass and taking names, and I love it. Know you have a fan on this side. And this has been amazing. Thank you for spending time with us.
Yeah, thank you for reaching out, for having me. It's crazy because I feel like I just talk all the time. From like being in radio and stuff, I really just don't shut up. So like if you kept me on here for another hour, we would not run out of things to talk about. But I know we got stuff to do, but it's been great, you know, getting a chance to talk with you.
Hey, I'm Jenny Santana, and since everyone needs a garbage man in their life, check out Can Crushers Wrestling Podcast.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Chelsea Lyons. Man, you can tell she's in radio. I love everything about this interview. I really did. Working with NWA, the question that she has for Billy Corgan, I really hope she does call me back after that. Do you think she's gonna? I hope so. Doing some stuff with Impact. Oh, it was great. I love that I had to pull. I had to pull that embarrassing moment out of her. Wearing your shorts backwards. Not backwards, inside out. Inside out, I mean. Somebody out there has to have that. Somebody out there has to have that. Get it to me or her. Get it to me first, then I'll send it to her. Cross my heart, hope to die, fingers crossed, all that stuff. I'll get it to her. I would love. No, I'm kidding. I'm completely kidding. This was great. I loved everything about it, and Chelsea, you're listening right now. Sorry about the last bonus question. Just thinking about this as I'm doing the recap and everything that, yeah, I get it. I get it. How you're a little emotional, that's pretty cool. I really do, and I apologize, but I love to give that little twist there at the end. Sports growing up and all the cool stuff. Guys, if you're not following Chelsea Lyons, what the hell are you doing? Get out there. 2 years working with NWA, Impact, Indies all over the place. I said it during the podcast that some people don't get out of their home territory, their home place, for up to five sometimes. Sometimes never, just depending. 2 years in the business, rocking and rolling, and ready to main event next year's anniversary show for NWA when she gets signed. I'm all for it. Guys, give her a like, follow, share, and do all that as well, because this was fun. This was a great interview. Chelsea, come back on whenever you want. We can just ramble music and everything else. But remember, just because you're trash doesn't mean you can't do great things. It's called a garbage can, not a garbage cannot. Make sure you tell your loved ones you love them, because you never know.